Now he says to them in verse 2, he says, pass unto Calna. Now Calna is actually one of the cities that was in the intersection of the Tigris River and the upper Zab River. And Nineveh was there, Calna was there. It constituted a great center. And he says, pass unto Calna and see, and from there go to Hamath the Great. Well, Hamath is the chief city in Syria. You're coming south now. Then go down to Gath. Now, Gath was in the south. It was the leading city of the Philistines. Are they better than these kingdoms? Are their border greater than your border? In other words, go look at these nations. Why do you think that you are superior to these nations? You're not superior. You're engaged in the same sins they are, and your responsibility is greater. They have no revelation from God, but you do have a revelation from God. Now he mentions the three national sins of that nation, and these are the three sins that brought the northern kingdom down. It brought the southern kingdom down. It brought Babylon down. It brought Egypt down. It brought Greece down. It brought Rome down. And it has brought many great nations down. It's the reason France is a second-rate nation today. It's the reason that Great Britain has become a second-rate nation. One time, why, the sun never set on the British Empire, but it looks like the British Empire is setting now. So that these three sins are national sins, and they're sins that God will judge nations relative to. Now, number one is in verse 4. I probably should read verse 3. Ye that put far away the evil day and cause the seed of violence to come near. In other words, they say, yes, a day is coming, but it's not near. We don't need to worry about it. Remember, that was the thing that Hezekiah said to Isaiah when he told him judgment was coming on the southern kingdom, and they'd be carried into captivity. And Hezekiah says, will it be in my day? And Isaiah said, no, it won't be in your day. And even Hezekiah, who was a great king, he said, well, then that's all right. A great many of us have passed on to our grandchildren a debt and a nation that is in trouble today. I used to worry about my daughter and the day she'd live in. Well, I don't worry too much about that now, but I do worry about that little grandson and the world that he's moving into and the world that he'll be living in. The evil day is coming.